Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Today is Your Day, Already in Progress.
You got this thing was made and born and it's only 6 months old or 5 years old, and all of a sudden you need new kidneys or new livers or new gallbladder or whatever, or you got all these problems in your life. I used to think, why does that happen? Why? Why? I don't understand. Lord, if I go down here and buy a brand new car, like Dave was talking about a while ago, if I buy a brand new car, brand new, everything's brand new, how many years do you expect that car to serve you before it even begins to give you any problems? I'd hope at least 10 or 15 years, wouldn't you think? I mean, you know, so if you go down here and I remember a time or two in life, since I started out as a mechanic when I worked on cars. If we had a car that come in and had two or three problems before the warranty ran out, we thought, man, we got a lemon. That must have been made on Monday morning, you know. You don't know where I'm coming from? Because, I mean, a new car don't do that. When you get a new car, Miss Jackie, you expect to get in your new car and drive it to New York City if you want to, and you don't expect no problems with that thing, right?
No.
No. Now, if that car's already 25 years old, you know, it's got 300,000 miles on it, you may not make it, you know, before you have to stop heavy work, though, because things wear out, do they not? In other words, you tell me something on this earth that doesn't wear out. I got news for you. We all wear out. But you know, we don't live our life like we're going to wear out. We live our life thinking, I'm going to be like this forever. Wow, you know, I'm young and I got muscles. Look at me, man. I can pick up 100 pounds. You know, I'm really something. And then all of a sudden, you know, just like last week, we went over to Brahms to have ice cream. And as we were, leaving the store, there was a man and his wife trying to get down off the curb. He had his cane and everything. And me and one of the other men went over and helped him to get him around and helped him in the car and everything. And I thought, you know how intimidating this must be. I said, this man, I have no idea how old he is. Now, he might have been younger than me. I don't know. You can't ever tell. You know, you really can't tell, because I deal with people all the time that are a whole lot younger than me that don't get around near as good as I get around. But, you know, I've learned a few things that some of them haven't learned, and that's that Jesus made me a new creature, and he renews my youth like the eagles, and so I can go. So I realize that how important it is, but I think, just like that old gentleman. Now, he might not have been old, you know. But anyway, he was having terrible trouble walking around with his cane to get in his car. We had to help him around the car, open the door for him, move the stuff in the seat, and get him to get in and sit down. And I thought, you know, well, I wouldn't even think to ask that man how old he is, because he might say I'm just 65. And he might say I'm 75, you know, because I see people that are in their 70s like that all the time. I deal with people like that all the time, you know. So if you thought you were going to live this long, you would have taken better care of yourself. Because we don't even dream about life dying, do we? Really, we don't. You know, I mean, it's something you don't think about. You know, I mean, I knew it was going to happen. I knew my mom and dad were going to die. And of course, my dad lived to be 79. Man, that's only a year and a half from where I am right now. You know, so you don't know, do you? You know, I mean, my mother lived to be 83, you know, but still they died. And of course, when they got in that age, I was preparing for that. You know, I remember when my sister, which was 22 months younger than me, nearly 2 years younger than me, I remember when she got married, and she hadn't been married but about 4 or 5 years, maybe 6, 5 years, something like that. She walked into the room one day and said, Mother, when I die, I want you to bury me in my wedding dress with my rings on. that dumbfounded me, you know, because I didn't even think about dying. I mean, here she was 20 years old, and I was 22 years old, and death had never entered my thought pattern, you know, I'd never even thought about it. But here my sister said, my mother, Mom, when I die, and my mother said, honey, you're young and I'm old, you'll bury me. She said, no, Mother, the Lord has showed me I don't have long to live. Now, my little sister was a girl that lived by the Spirit. She was a godly girl. I mean, a godly girl. I mean, she loved God. She went to church. She was the sweetest little thing that you ever saw. She was a precious little girl. Precious. And she got married, and she had three boys, one right behind the other. And she was only 16, not even quite, hardly 16, 15-something, liked a month or two or three being 16 when she got married. So we got married young. But she wanted to get married and she wanted to have children. Well, she did. She got married and just bam, 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 had three little boys, you know. And then when she comes in and tells my mother, when I die, Mom, I want you to bury me in my wedding dress with my rings on. And that's when Mother told her, honey, it ain't going to happen. You know, you'll bury me. And she said, no, the Lord has showed me I do not have long to live. You know, so God showed my sister something, because I didn't dream that she would die. I heard that, you know, I thought, oh, she's just, you know how we are. We don't believe that. We don't believe that God speaks to people. Much less tells you when you're going to die. But anyway, I went in the Air Force shortly thereafter, and I went to basic training in San Antonio, and then they flew me up to Chanute Air Force Base in Illinois. And I went to tech school up there. I hadn't been up there but just a few days when I had the most awesome dream I've ever had in my life. I was there, and there was a casket there. And I kept trying to see who was in that casket. But there was a big hand over the face. It didn't matter where I went, the hand was always there. I couldn't see beyond the hands. But I saw there was somebody there, and I knew it was a member of my family. Since Dad was the oldest one in the family, I thought it was him. So the next morning, I called Mother as soon as we got up. In the Air Force, we got up real early, 4 o'clock in the morning. So as soon as 8 o'clock come, or I could get a break, I called Mom and asked her if everybody was okay. And she said, yes, son, everybody's fine. I said, how about Dad? She said, oh, yeah, he's fine. He got up this morning and went to work. She said, son, something's wrong with you. I said, no, Mom. I just wanted to call and make sure everybody's okay. You can't fool mothers. They knew something was up. But I didn't tell her. So that night, my little sister and her friend went to the movie. My sister had three little boys, and her friend had three little girls. And they left all those kids with my mother, and they went to the drive-in movie right there on the edge of Goldthwait. On the way back from the movie, they come over a hill, and there was a carload of drunks passing a truck coming up that hill. And, of course, there's that truck going up the hill. There they are coming over the hill. And here this car is right beside this truck. And when the truck sees he's in the same lane my sister and her friend is, they pull to the left to the bar ditch, and they pull to the right to the bar ditch, and they hit headlights to headlights in the bar ditch at 50 miles an hour. The carload of drunks, one of them got a broken ankle. The rest of them got out scot-free. But my sister went through the windshield. And the other girl was driven over the steering column, and they both died. Both died. So, we had a funeral, and we buried my sister in her wedding dress with her rings on, just like she requested. Now, is that amazing how God shows us things? And, you know, now I look back at that and thinking, Lord, you were trying to tell me something, and I wasn't even smart enough to pick up on it. I mean, as a son of God, he was trying to show me there's fixing to be a problem in my life. And it's somebody in my family. So you need to pray. But I wasn't smart enough to know what he meant. You know, thank God that he's merciful. And when we mess up and we don't do what he tells us to do, We're still sons, just like Dave said yesterday. We're still sons. He still loves us. It doesn't change a thing. I'd become a son when I was 11 years old. That's how old I was when I accepted Jesus. So anyway, for some strange reason, after I got back from Vietnam, I really began to get serious with God. And I began to read the Word of God. And when I began to read the Word of God, all of a sudden, I began to find out things that I thought, how awesome this is. What I can do. This book, see, I'm already a new creature. I'm a son, but I don't know it. Now, if I don't know it, if somebody come up to me and say, do you know that you can speak in the name of Jesus and he'll raise the dead? Yeah, sure. Okay. So I think, okay. You know, so have a good day. I'll see you later. Because when you start talking like that, people think you're crazy. Do you know that I could pray for this girl right here and she's had a 20-year disease and she can get healed? Oh, no, Thurman, you're lost your ever-loving mind. I mean, there's lots of people. When I first started this, lots of people thought I'd lost my mind. But when I started reading and I'm a son and it says what I can do, I started thinking, Lord, if you said I can do this, then why don't I do it? You know, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with everybody else in the church? Because it's not a problem not going to church. I'm in the church. I mean, I'm in the church. I mean, I was in a Baptist church. I was in church all of my life. Never saw a miracle in church in my entire life. How many of you, and I would like for you to just acknowledge this, how many of you had been a member of a church 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, any of those numbers, and never saw a miracle? Never saw a miracle. What's wrong? What is wrong? How you said you were sick 20 years, Paula?
Yes, sir.
20 years, and you couldn't get healed.
No.
And you were a member of the church all that time, right?
Yes.
What's wrong with us? Nobody taught us. You know what? One day, I used to think about that. This is exactly what my wife just said. Nobody taught us. You know, I thought to myself, you know, if these things mean what they say, why don't they teach me these things in church?
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Today is Your Day, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.